USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said the death toll from the building collapse has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue.
Now, this trench is very critical to the continuation of the search and rescue process. We've continued all night to build that that trench, and as a result of that, we were able to recover 4 additional bodies in the rubble, as well as additional human remains. As of today, one victim passed away in the hospital, and we've recovered 8 more victims on site. So I am confirming today that the death toll is at 9.
Scores of rescue workers remained on the massive pile of rubble, working to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Some family members of the people who remain unaccounted for following a residential building collapse in South Florida have grown impatient as officials urge patience during the slow, painstaking rescue efforts that are likely to continue for days. The families of the dozens still unaccounted for following Thursday's partial collapse are growing impatient, desperate for faster results from the search and rescue crews who have been working around the clock. 5 people have been killed after a hot air balloon hit a power line in Albuquerque, New Mexico, early Saturday morning. The basket the passengers were riding in detached from the balloon and crashed, according to the city's police department. Chief Harold Medina.
You know, it was a tragic scene, and in 26 years, it's one of the scenes, I guess, that hit me the most, because it was just such a beautiful moment that led to such a tragic ending for these individuals involved. It just really emphasized the point of how really, no matter how big we think we are, we're still a tight-knit community.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Babies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
China expert Gordon Chang is warning that President Biden's newest insistence on more outreach to China is yet a new debacle in the making. The actual details on Biden's links to China likely haven't been fully revealed. Now Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China, has written at the Gatestone site that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan revealed Biden desires more engaging with China. Chang charges that view is naive, arrogant, and almost always incorrect. Dan Araki has more on the Justice Department's lawsuit against the state of Georgia.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security. It expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.